Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Pakistan managed to bat throughout the fourth day of the second test against Sri Lanka in Dubai, despite losing the wickets of Yunis Khan and Misbah-ul Haq, to lead by 107 runs at stumps. Misbah fell for 97 and Yunis for 77, with Sarfraz Ahmed unbeaten on 70. Pakistan closed the day on 330 for 7 in their second innings. With bad light closing in, Sri Lanka did all they could to keep the game going by bowling Kumar Sangakkara. But Pakistan held firm and played early despite Sri Lanka's best efforts. Pakistan had resumed 91 runs adrift for 132 for 3, and it wasn't long before Sri Lanka finally broke the Yunis-Misbah partnership that was eventually worth 129. Misbah then added 52 for the fifth wicket with Asad Shafiq, as Pakistan closed in on an overall lead, but they were 200 for 5 when Shafiq edged Shuminder Aranga to Dimuth Karunaratne. Misbah looked as if nothing would shift him, however, and with him and Sarfraz Ahmed building another solid partnership, Pakistan took the lead. Just 3 runs short of a century, Misbah fell when he was bowled by Rangana Harath. Still, if Sri Lanka thought that by removing Misbah, it would quickly wrap up the rest of the innings, they were being optimistic. Sarfraz joined forces with Bilawal Bhatti at 67 for the 6th wicket, and Bhatti, after a quick fire start, settled down to make 33 in 75 balls. He was unlucky when he was dismissed defending a delivery from Aranga, only to see the ball roll onto his stumps and dislodge the leg bail. New Zealand handed the West Indies an 81-run defeat in the first T20 international in Auckland after the McCullum brothers played starring roles. Brendan cracked 16 for 45 balls and New Zealand piled up 189 for 5, while Nathan took 4 wickets as the West Indies closed on just 108 for 8. Openers Martin Guptill and Jesse Ryder added 38 together inside the power play to lay the foundations for McCullough to come in and blast 2 fours and 4 sixes on the way to his 12th half century. There was a brief fight back from the men in maroon as Ross Taylor, Colin Munro and Corey Anderson fell in quick succession. However, Luke Ronke joined McCullum and smashed 48 not out in 25 balls, the pair adding 85 together in just 43 deliveries. By contrast, New Zealand's bowlers stopped the West Indies from scoring runs by taking wickets. The tourist's best partnership with the unbroken 9th wicket standard 31 between Nikita Milley and Samuel Badri. McCullum was outstanding in taking 4 for 24, while Jimmy Neesham returned figures of 3 for 16. The result is looking increasingly likely in the women's Ashes test in Perth, after 11 wickets fell on day 2. England, who were bowled out for 201 on the opening day, fought back to dismiss Australia for 207, then slipped 18 for 3 in their second innings by stumps. With Charlotte Edwards unable to bat in her usual position due to injury, England faced a huge challenge to try and put enough runs on the ball on day 3 to give their bowlers a chance. They can have no complaints about their bowlers on day 2, however, after Anya Shrubsole took 4 for 51, and Kate crossed 3 for 35, limited Australia to a 6-run advantage. Elisa Perry top score with 71, Jodie Fields hit 43, and Erin Elsbourne 40, after England made early inroads to reduce the host to 37 for 5. In an almost identical situation to yesterday, England then came out to bat late on, hoping to get through to stumps with no loss of wickets. However, a brace of wickets from Rennie Farrell and one from Perry left the match very much in the balance. Rain in Doha meant that the second match in the Qatar International Women's Cricket Championship was abandoned without a ball bowled. Ireland would have been hoping to bounce back against the Proteas to yesterday's humbling at the hands of nominal host Pakistan, but the weather intervened, leaving them with just a single point in their first two matches. South Africa meanwhile have the chance to treble their haul from today's washout when they take on Pakistan tomorrow. The second and final day of warm-up games for the World Cup qualifier saw wins for Kenya, Papua New Guinea, Scotland, Uganda and the United Arab Emirates in New Zealand. Scotland and the UAE by beating Namibia and Netherlands respectively were the only two teams to go into the tournament on the back of 2 wins. And South Africa batsman, wicketkeeper and one international captain AB de Villiers has undergone a successful operation on his left hand. The operation was carried out to remove a plate that had been inserted following a fracture in 2011. The plate has started to cause discomfort and needed to be removed. Following surgery, de Villiers will begin rehabilitation and is expected to be fully fit ahead of the upcoming test series against Australia in February.